Well, as I have said earlier in my report, that the business manager at KPFT is still continuing to do the accounting for BAI and PFW. And she's doing most of the work for BAI in terms of the accounting. What the general manager is doing, he's coordinating with the business manager at KPFT to provide them her the information on BAI. The business manager there, who BAI is also sharing the cost with, is doing the bank reconciliation for BAI, doing recording the revenue, recording the expenses. And again, there is someone that does that. The intern and the BAI GM are working with that business manager at KPFT to complete these financial statements. And again, when we do the reconciliation of when they do their bank reconciliation, there may be some items that might show up and may require adjustment in these financial statements. So there's a qualified person doing the accounting for BAI at this point.
Okay, but you said it's up to the station, so by that you meant BAI has to do it with the business manager from KPFT. It isn't just...
That's correct. Yes.
But still we're seeing the state of the accounting that we're getting so far. The preliminary unaudited FY14 is kind of not in a good shape. And it's, you know, I'm wondering, I mean, the source is still going to be the general manager and an intern or two. And there aren't a whole lot of people at BAI who are going to be able to put against this job. So I'm just wondering here how the work is going to get done. Because so far we're seeing that, from these spreadsheets that apparently the national office is getting information that's all over the place. So I'm just wondering, are we looking
at... It's not
at
all over the place. It's in one place. It's a great place. We're getting it in there.
That's the problem. It's a one place. Yes, listener support has sucked up a lot of the other revenue stuff, so we can't tell. Basically, how is this going to work personnel-wise? How are we going to have two or three people lifting such a heavy weight?
Oh, you didn't hear up, Paul? We're going to make you do all the work.
Oh, yeah,
sure,
that'll work.
Weightlifters.
Sorry. Raul, did you want to respond to that?
Like I said, we have planned on putting the business manager back into BAI and PFW. But it's, you know, it's been so... there are some things that we have to work on. I think these financial statements are preliminary, this will change definitely, because there are some things that we're working on. We are doing reconciliation. We're looking at bank reconciliation. We're doing schedules for the audit. If we do that, some adjustments may arise. But the personal matters, I think that a part-time business manager in each of the location will probably be sufficient to do the day-to-day recording financial activities in each of the station. And that is basically, you know, because most of the revenue numbers should be coming from their development manager, development department. And the development department should be able to determine the classification of revenue or cash receipts as being done. Unfortunately for BAI, again, your development department is your general manager.
No, it's not.
Well,
we have a development director.
Well, the development director is not doing the she is doing the development, managing of the development activities, but the actual accounting of the revenue is not is being done by the general manager.
So you're saying that WBAI is going to be hiring a new part-time business manager?
Yes, that's the plan.
How are we paying that person?
The same way you're paying the KPFT business manager.
So we're gonna So we're gonna be stop paying at KPFT. We're gonna hire somebody. Okay. Thank you.
Michael, back to the stack. This is Jen.
Thank you, Paul. I've got Bill and I've got Michael still in stack, and we are at time on this item. Does someone want to propose to extend time?
It's Bill.
By how long, Bill?
Well, who else wants to speak? Michael and has more questions?
I want to ask about the first quarter. Is that part of the same item or a separate one?
Sure. Yeah. So it's you and Michael, Bill.
Okay. Well, move to extend 10 minutes.
Okay. And don't forget, your motion's at the bottom of the agenda.
Okay.
Is the motion to extend by 10 minutes. It'll require a two-thirds vote to prevail. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes on the CFO report? Okay, hearing none, we are extended until 6:53 Eastern. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, I'll try to be brief. I'm just want to make sure we know what the steps are to get the FY13 audit done and also the FY14 audit done. And so are there any more costs that we're going to incur? Is that, I don't know if that's the issue, but for the to get the FY13 audit done, and then how much money do we need to put up presumably right away or within a few weeks for the FY14 audit?
On the additional cost for the 2013 audit, yeah, there might be some additional but minor cost that needs to be added on to that. So far, I think with what was billed, we have about $70,000 to $75,000 that we owe. And then, and the, most of them we paid the previous year's audit. That's why we are not depleting the balance that much. But, like I said, we have about $50,000. Our goal is to get, a little bit more so that, the financial statements will be issued. In terms of the 2014, we are, we're going to hire additional people at the national office so we can accelerate the preparation of schedules and assisting the local stations in retrieving information locally.
Okay, well, I mean, that's good if we can get it done. I'm just wondering what this is going to cost and where the money's coming from, especially considering
they're budgeted.
Well, yeah. But the essential services, I mean, we're having trouble getting essential services from the stations, and... Which sounds like they're having cash flow problems, despite the,
yeah,
the really rosy profit figures that look like we had for the first quarter.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we are reconciling. We're showing surpluses in the first quarter, but our cash situation is pretty tight. So. We are reconciling that, and thank you for bringing up the central services. Like I said, if we are able to get 100% of the central services from the stations, we are able to afford to pay the auditors in full. We're going to be able to start making payments against that new $90,000 bill. We are able to cover the cost of the in-person meeting. And as budgeted, we have election costs that we are facing as well. If we keep the central services at 100% collected, we'll be able to do that at the national office. Now, the ability of each radio station to come up with that central services is another question. We will probably see how this whole fund drive results will pan out, and we'll be able to determine at that point if we are able to afford all these expenses that we are facing.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like we're going to have to make some more big cuts if we can't get the revenue to support that. And it needs to be run right away, or we won't get the FY14 audit done either in time, as our poll was getting at. That's what I'm worried about.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next on stack, I've got Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, this is a quick question regarding the fiscal year 2015 first quarter for KPFK. It might apply across the board. I don't know. It's like you're saying good results, but for example, the quarter one for this year compared to the quarter one of last year, we have $100 million in total revenue as compared to, you know, $1.1 million last year. So, that's not good. And then, looking at something like the utilities, like office utilities, jumped out at me. It's like the total payment for last year was about $30,000. The payment for the first 3 months of this year is $20,000 practically. And my assumption is that we're paying money this year that we didn't pay last year but should have. And so I think that's the source of the cash flow problems, is that all the stations have big bills that they're paying off deficits from the previous fiscal year out of the current income.
And that is one of the reasons why our first quarter financials are showing some surplus, but our cash situation was tight because there were some checks that were probably not recorded, but was actually written up and paid. And so that's why it's not reflecting in here. Like I said, I found about $20,000 to $25,000 worth of expenses that include some utilities, checks that were not written into entered into the Great Plains. And I think between now and, you know, when we finish the 2014 schedules, we'll be able to get all of those expenses. There will be, you know, reconciliation done on the bank and see what other expenses was not recorded.
Okay, I guess my question is, are you fairly confident that at this point and going forward, everything is being entered properly?
Moving forward, yes. They're being recorded, but we are still finding items that are clearing our bank accounts that apparently was not properly entered into the system. I'm talking about KPFK, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. All right, thank you.
All right, that's the end of our stack and almost the end of our time. I just want to encourage particularly the treasurers to go over these figures, because you know your stations often better than the national office does. And if you have specific questions or suggestions about what it might take to get things corrected, direct them to Raul directly. They could be helpful to him. And, you know, just remind everyone that our cash ebbs and flows because we have seasonal fund drives, and we always show a profit in the first quarter. Yeah. On our consolidated income statement from 2014, we showed a $400,000 surplus in the first quarter, but we ended the year with a deficit of more than $2 million. So having a surplus after the first quarter is unexpected, but it doesn't mean we have a whole lot of money either.
Brian?
Yeah.
I'm sorry we're not getting more into 2015, because the first quarter, because there are a few things. I will send some stuff to the mailing list that I think we need to look at. Probably we need to put this on the next meeting's agenda, because serious stuff here.
Okay, that'd be great if you want to send out a list, and we'll make a special item for first quarter 2015 income statements on the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had one last quick question, Michael.
We've got a minute left.
Are we likely to be able to see the financials for January that include, at least in that time frame, some kind of cash flow anytime soon?
I guess we could come out, and again, it will be subject to a lot of review. Like I said, we're really relying on the local station to enter the information into the system. We at the national office have a portion of the month-end closing that we do, and they're done. That is recording the payroll, the benefits, and everything. We do that on a regular basis, on a timely basis. We wanted to encourage the local station to do the same. We are relying on the timeliness of how, when they do their recording of the revenue for January. Today is the 10th, and I'm not sure that any other station has even recorded their January revenue yet. At the same time that there is an ongoing fund drive on most stations, so I probably would not expect them to get that until the middle of this, middle of end of this month. So I would reiterate to the local station to complete their accounting for revenue for January, so that we are able to generate financial statements from our end. We can do our payroll and payroll entries here, so that it could be timely. But again, we are relying on the station's ability to complete their month-end closing or recording activities.
Okay. We're at time on the CFO report. The next item we have on our agenda is... I had added this. Discussion of fundraising and financing options regarding KPFT transmitter replacement. I mentioned that I wanted to have this conversation at our last meeting, I think. I kind of feel like if KPFT's fundraising results are hurting in part because its signal's not reaching as far as it could, we should talk about our options for fixing that sooner rather than later, whether that means a national fund drive, getting some kind of loan, or what have you. But I don't even know what the conversations have been within KPFT. Maybe Bill should start the discussion.
Okay, thanks. And Adriana can probably help also. A lot of us are frustrated that we've been talking about getting a new transmitter for about 2 years. Actually, we've kind of been talking about longer than that. And we've been operating at low power, or actually usually around 30% of full power for most of the last 2 years. And I guess we don't really have a plan. We're talking about some possibilities of a plan, but we don't have a plan, at least that I've seen, to pay for it. Some things we've talked about are, of course, just having enough fundraising off-air to buy it outright. Another possibility is to get enough for a down payment and finance the rest, although that's very difficult considering, Pacifica's finances, unless we could get some friends to finance the rest of it. But none of that's really worked out. We do have an off-air fund drive. I mean, not an off-air event coming up in a couple of months.
Hold on a second, though. Can everyone who is not Bill Crozier please mute your phones? Everybody who's not Bill, please mute. Thank you. Go ahead, Bill.
We do have a special fundraising event coming up in a few weeks, but it's not likely to raise enough for the transmitter. It might go a ways to get there, but. We do need help, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. Maybe Adriana can help with this too.
Adriana?
Yes. Well, to start with, I would say that Bill you are so optimistic, because when you said that we are at 30%, the reality is that sometimes we are at 3 or 4% of our capacity. On the other hand, we are finding out that even the little money that we have aside for the transmitter was used for our for other purposes. I think that we are not able to do it. We have we were informed in January 2013 by our general manager that he signed a contract with some people to make a fundraise campaign for the transmitter, but 2 years later, more than 2 years later, we don't have it, any money against that. We like to say that we cannot get, you mentioned, Bill, that the problems with Pacifica, I think that the problems we have it inside KPFT, like in every station, is very easy to look around and see who else is responsible, but it's very clear that we are not doing our jobs. We keep saying that we don't have the money for the transmitter and nothing happened. I'm asking in the last 2 years for a plan, and we don't have one. We are asking in the, I'm asking personally, and other members too, for a specific idea how we will do it. We don't even have today an estimate. And every time that I ask about the issue, the answer is, are different opinions, but we don't have any of those opinions in writing. How can we get money to do something that we don't know even how much will cost, if we don't even know yet which way we will go?
Adriana, you're saying the $200,000 figure is not a firm figure for replacing the transmitter?
No. I received in January 2013, our general manager told us about $170,000. Now it's a figure there of $200,000. I don't have any of that. I'm a director in the last 2 years. I cannot get an estimate on the transmitter. I cannot. Maybe, Bill, you will have more light than me, and you can get those estimates. Please do it, because I'm asking for those in the last 2 years, and I don't have it.
Well, folks, I'm going to have to take off because I have to be at a KPFA fundraiser in a few minutes. But here's what I want to say. We have a lot of problems that we don't have clear solutions to, but an ailing transmitter, it's pretty clear what the solution is. It's to fix it. And it seems pretty clear, at least in a ballpark sense, what the price is. It's somewhere around $170,000 or $200,000. And it's pretty clear what the cost is. If the signal's reaching fewer people, then the fund drives are going to tank, which is exactly what's happening. So there's a real cost to just placing your hopes in off-air fundraising that's not materializing while your on-air fundraising disappears, and you have to raise the transmitter fund to pay your bills. If KPFT, I feel like we should look into national fundraising. If worse comes to worse, we should look into loans, because it's just another way of digging ourselves into a hole by not dealing with it. Have you all even looked into borrowing money against your studio building to pay for the new transmitter?
I don't think so. Adriana, do you know anything else? I wasn't on the board, local board last year, so I don't. She might know some things I don't.
I'm sorry, but maybe we need to bring the general manager and ask him directly, because I cannot get an answer yet. Even as making a director's inspection, I don't have all that answers yet.
Okay. I mean, my understanding is when KPFK found itself in a similar situation, I don't know, about 14 years ago, with a transmitter that was in such bad shape that it couldn't raise the money to get itself out of the hole, the network had one national day of fundraising. And that's the kind of thing that's pretty easy to explain to listeners, how it's a one-time help to a station that needs it and will be able to support itself. I know KPFT's been fiercely independent and proud of its fiscal self-management, but I think this is a real instance where it's worth reaching out to the network when you need help. With that, I have to get off the call. I apologize. Michael, if you're willing, I would ask you to chair, if the body's willing, for as long as the body wants to keep meeting.
This is Lydia. Aren't we at time, though, or is it 7:30? I mean, is it...
The adjournment time on the agenda is 7:30, and we still have Bill's motion regarding rescinding the conditions on KPFT's budget pending. I just have to take off personally.
Okay.
Good luck on your event.
Thank you. Michael, would you be willing to chair? Michael, you may be on mute if you're trying to answer.
Must have been on mute. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was saying I have to reopen the agenda because I was lost in several different spreadsheets. So give me a second to.
Okay. Does anybody object to Michael chairing? I can make a suggestion, but he can only do it with your consent. Okay. I'm going to hand my virtual gavel off to you, Michael. Have a good night, everyone, and let me know what night you pick. Make sure you pick a time for the next meeting before you get off the call.
So those are the only two things, Bill's motion and the next meeting, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so why don't we spend about 20 minutes on Bill's motion, and then it'll leave us a few minutes to set the next meeting.
Well, you know, actually, I like Brian's idea, and we had, you know, a few people I know have talked about that. I guess we've been reluctant to ask, but if, you know, the other stations could help do a drive, I don't know if one day would be enough, but I forget what we bring in on a day for PRA, for example, and I don't know how much people from other stations would be willing to help KPFT, probably not as much as their own station, but that would certainly help. And, you know, if we, you know, I'm reluctant to get a loan because I don't know how we're going to pay for it. And I think that's what our GM's afraid of also, especially considering our credit. And we might get unfavorable loan terms also if it was to happen. So, you know, we did replace the antenna, transmission line about 2 years ago. There was about, I think, around $20,000 or something, and they repaired the antenna. So those are okay now. That's why I don't think we need the full $200,000, but Adrian is right. It's kind of hard to know exactly what we need, but I think it's still somewhere between $150,000 and $175,000. But would that be feasible to do in a national fund drive? Of course, some of that would come from KPFT, but we're, you know, we're
smart. Barbara for the stack.
Adriana for the stack.
Okay, I hear Barbara and Adriana. My question is, what are we discussing? Because, Bill, your original motion was about, just to clarify, Bill's original motion that was on the agenda as old business was about rescinding the proviso that was included.
We're on the previous agenda item.
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure everybody was okay with that, because if we continue discussing the previous item about the KPFT transmitter replacement, we're probably going to run out of time to get to the old business. So I just want to make sure that everybody is clear that that's what's happening.
We're over time on the previous thing here, the KPFT transmitter.
Well, we had.
I think maybe we could just wrap it up at this point and.
This is Tony for the stack.
Barbara. Okay. Well, Barbara and Adriana are on the stack, and what I'm asking is, were they planning to discuss the KPFT transmitter, or did they want to discuss the old business item of the rescinding of the proviso in the KPFT budget? Barbara, Adriana?
Yes. I think it's more... valuable to give a few minutes more talk about the transmitter, and I hope it would be okay with Bill to just, postpone his motion till the next meeting. My opinion about having a national fundraising for the transmitter is that I think it would be very instructive and kind of fun to be able to talk about the Texas station, because we never expose what, you know, how the stations are different in flavor, or what, you know, what is going on there that's different in California or New York or Washington, D.C., and I think people would be interested to know about it. It would give a better picture of the network as a whole. So I would be in favor of that. I'm not quite sure when we could fit in a fundraising day, but that would be my opinion. And my other opinion is that we should have Bill's motion. We shouldn't talk about that tonight. We should put it off till next meeting.
Okay, well, we've got about 20 minutes left, as I said, and so then the question is, how do people feel about that idea? Is there any objection to continuing the discussion about APFD transmitter replacement and postponing the discussion of the motion to rescind the proviso in the budget?
Question?
It's okay with me.
Or Paul?
Yeah, okay, so then the chair is ruling that we are not at this moment in old business. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And at which point we need to extend or something like that, because we're way over time on, you know, the previous item on the KPFT transmitter item.
Okay.
Is this called for a motion?
To extend, yes.
I move to extend the discussion of the KPFT transmitter and to only have that as our final item and the setting of our next meeting.
Right. Okay, is there an objection to extending the KPFT transmitter replacement discussion?
Oh, hold on a second.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Actually, this is a motion to change the agenda, and
yes, it requires 2/3.
And it's actually not debatable, per se, but I want to make sure I get this down. The motion is to extend. I didn't get a number. Extend for how long for the transmitter discussion?
Well, it's going to be 15 minutes at this point, and then it'll give us time to set another meeting.
15 minutes for transmitter discussion, and setting next date.
So what I was asking, if there was an objection to that motion, because otherwise it would require a vote, then that requires
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I was hoping that we would set the date first, and then that way if the clock runs out on that kind of global discussion, then we end on time. Because the date is something that was already on the agenda and that we need to do.
Other than that,
I have no objection to extending the item.
All right. So the motion is to set the date for our next meeting and then continue with the discussion of the KPFT transmitter until we exhaust.
Agreed.
Our time. So any objection to that?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
So this is actually an amendment, which is to set the date first, which would make it, we set the date, and we extend for 15 minutes to set the date, and then resume the KPFT transmitter discussion. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So we have an amendment.
So any objection to that? Hearing none, that's the. Do I have to make that the main motion, or are we just going to go ahead? Okay, so that's the main motion. Any objection to continuing business in that way? Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed to a brief discussion about our next meeting. We're sort of continuing this committee until the PNB picks new director members, is that right? So we're just going to pick one meeting. And does anybody have the KPFTX calendar open yet? Or?
Oh, not yet.
I suggest Tuesday the 24th. 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the audit committee. That doesn't matter because nobody can be on both committees. Is there any objection to Tuesday the 24th at 8:30 Eastern? Okay, hearing none. We'll set it for then. And we'll go back to the discussion of the KPFT transmitter. Adriana was next, and I think somebody else I lost track of.
Tony.
Tony, that's right, Tony. Okay, Adriana and Tony.
Yes. Well, I think that it's really a good idea what Barbara just said. We need a little bit of exposure, and we need the other stations knowing, and we need to make KPFT and Houston know too that when we need the network is there for us. But basically, I want to start with at least an estimate, an idea of what exactly what we need. Stop, you know, spending money fixing with little fix here and there that basically don't do anything, and have an exact estimate of what we need. Like I said, maybe you will be better than me or luckier than me, Bill, to get that. Once that we get that, we can make this happen, really. I agree with the issue, but like I said, we need to know exactly, technically, what the problem is, what exactly what the options are, and the real cost. That's it.
Okay, Tony?
I'm sorry. Yeah. And I forgot to say something. And I want to be sure that if we make a fundraise campaign for the transmitter, the money will keep exactly for that reason, will not be used for any other reason, right? That is very important to me because it's not what's happening now.
Mm-hmm. So a restricted account needs to be set up.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, Tony Norman?
Yes, my concern is kind of similar. I mean, we'll do everything we can to help Houston, of course, whatever we can do in Washington to raise the money. But my concern when we get to these type of issues, quote, crises, similar to New York, seems to me like we ought to be getting a report from the general manager. That's their job. They need to be presenting options to us on the table to say, here's our problem. And here are our solutions. This is what we need to fix the antenna. This is what we may need to buy a new antenna. Here are the options. Here's what we need. Help us. Because we as a board, we got to know details and technical information. So I would feel comfortable when we get reports either from the general manager or the executive directors that are the management that review these issues. These are the people that are being paid. At least the general manager. And it's their job to say they have a problem and here are the solutions and the options that they present on the table. And they can present it to their local station board and present it to us on the PNB or the finance committee, and then we'll support it. But now we're kind of stabbing in the dark trying to figure out what the problem is and what the solution is. So I would feel more comfortable if when these things happen that the general manager should lay things out. That's the job of the general manager, lay it out and say, here's what the problem is, here's what our proposed options for solutions are. That's all I have to say. But, of course, we'll do everything we can to help them raise the money to get an antenna.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, and then
I want
to put myself in the stack. Somebody else?
Like, somebody should tell us how much it is to repair it. Is it repairable? And if not, then we may need to get a new one. What's the cost of that? Those kind of analysis. That's all I have to say.
Okay, so Lydia is next, and then I'm going to call myself.
Yes, and then we need to be brought up to date on what kind of an FCC extension we have on this and all of that. But I would like to move that we invite Dwayne on the call on the 24th to give us this information with specifics, and if he has written estimates, for that to be forwarded to us.
Okay, so that was...
I would second that.
Bill.
Invite Dwayne Bradley, the GM at KPFT, to come on the call next month.
With that's
as
correct.
As specific as possible.
Not next month.
No, I'm sorry,
24th.
Next meeting, the 24th.
All right, so as I have it, it's to invite the KPFT general manager to give us info at the next meeting and to forward estimates. Is that right?
If he has them, yes.
Estimates?
And,
or any related document.
The FCC situation relating to not operating at full power.
Bill for the stack.
You wanted to put something in about FCC at the end of it?
Well, we have extension after extension. I don't know which one we're...
Yeah, I know. Asking about the...
Okay.
The
I heard Bill.
Thank you.
I heard Bill to the stack.
Michael?
Yeah.
All right, so what I have then is to invite the KPFT general manager to give us information at the next meeting and forward estimates or any related documents. Did you want to add something about the FCC in there, or is that adequate?
I think we should specify regarding the resolving the transmitter problem. That's all.
Related FCC. Documents.
An update on FCC extensions.
Okay, say that again.
Update on FCC extension.
I have that.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
let's give Artpaul a minute to revise and correct it while I heard Bill, because we're running out of time.
What I have is invite the KPFT general manager to give us information at the next meeting and forward estimates or any related documents and an update on the FCC extension.
And so what I said earlier was estimates on resolving the transmitter problems. The cost of resolving the transmitter problems, cost and options, were what Tony and Adriana asked for.
Let me get this in, otherwise... To invite the KPFT general manager to give us information at the next meeting and forward estimates on resolving the transmitter problem or any related documents. You have to put that elsewhere. And an update on the FCC. Okay, let me... documents would go... estimates. So that would be forward estimates or any related documents on resolving the transmitter problem and an update on the FCC extensions.
Yep.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes, thank you. I think this is a good idea, and I'll be glad to help. I'll be glad to talk to Dwayne, and unless one of you want to do it, and I might even help him write it up if he needs it, and collect the information. But I think it's good, and the we shouldn't wait any longer to get started on a plan. So thank you.
I had myself on the stack from the earlier discussion. I like this. I'm a little reluctant to go for a on-air fund drive because, frankly, looking at the KPFK, we've reached the point of diminishing returns on our fund drives, and the latest one is even worse. Where at one point we were budgeting $40,000 a day or $45,000 a day as our goal. We're down to a $31,000 goal, and we're not making it. And I think it's directly because the more days we have in fund drives, the fewer dollars we get each day. So I'd like to hear what the options are and what the needs are and have them very clearly spelled out before we move ahead on the other plan. objections to the motion that I guess we'll say was made by Lydia and Reed? Hearing no objections, do you want to reread it, or is everybody clear?
Well, there's no objection.
Okay, all right. So we're inviting Duane Bradley to come. Is that right? I mean, we asked for the documents, but we actually want him to participate in the call if possible.
Yeah, that's right.
So we have about 8 minutes. You want to go back to the old business?
No, I think we...
I move we adjourn.
Adjourn, yeah.
Okay. All right. Motion adjourn, not debatable.
Okay.
Any objection to adjourning? Okay, hearing none. Arpa, can you let Brian know about the next meeting date and make sure I get it posted? All right.
Yeah, I'll post all of this to the mailing list.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.